Exeter files a near duplicate of flailing lawsuit as a revision. February 27, 2027. Exeter Township has filed a revision to their lawsuit against Supervisor David Hughes. In the original Exeter Township v. David Hughes, the township attempted to get a temporary and permanent injunction pressed against Hughes for his publishing of what they term attorney-client privileged materials. In the 23-page filing dated February 26, Attorney Joan London of Kosloff/Stout, the outside counsel retained by the township, restates virtually the same argument she made before, which was torn apart in both the evidentiary hearing held on December 8, 2023 in Berks County Court before Judge James Gavin and the subsequent hearing held on February 5. In an order on December 18, Gavin denied the temporary injunction, and held that the township had failed to meet the specificity and pleading requirements of the PA Rules of Civil Procedure. He allowed them until February 26 to revise their plea. In yesterday's filing, they changed very little, still relying on their assertion that the attorney-client privilege resides with the entire BOS to sign off on. This is reasserted despite Judge Gavin's questioning of London in the February 5 hearing, in which he got her to admit that the lawyer is the person who must honor the privilege, not the client or clients. Which makes perfect sense, since the client is the one who loses in any action, not the lawyer. So it is incumbent upon the lawyer to have to remain silent. The client may tell their own story at any time they wish, while the attorney is bound to not speak. The township also reiterates another losing argument, that there are any real damages to the township. This argument was defeated in the evidentiary hearing when Gavin asked former supervisor Dave Vollmer if any harm would come to the township by the release of the information by Hughes, and Vollmer agreed that there would be no real harm. The issue that Gavin pounded home was that the township was asking him to make law by restricting Hughes' speech. He came back time and again to speak about prior restraint, which is the principle that, according to the New Oxford Dictionary, judicial suppression of material that would be published or broadcast, on the grounds that it is libelous or harmful. In U.S. law, the First Amendment severely limits the ability of the government to do this. Gavin has shown no stomach to restrict the speech of Hughes either in the past, such as in the emails that this suit is purportedly about, or in the future, so it appears that Exeter has a steep hill to climb against a First Amendment bug of a jurist. In the suit, they ask for Hughes to pay the township back for, assumedly, all court and attorney's fees, none of which would have occurred if they had a proper respect for the First Amendment. In the new filing, London claims that irreparable harm will come to the township if the injunctions are not granted, without delineating the harm done. It also states that there is no hardship or at best minimal hardship to Hughes, completely ignoring the damage done to the First Amendment should Exeter prevail. The claim that the remedy is narrowly tailored because he can still speak about public policy issues and criticize officials is not just hollow, but brain dead. The First Amendment carries the guarantee of free speech in all forms, written and spoken. They are saying that Hughes' written speech should be eradicated completely, but allowing him to speak words doesn't curtail his right to the freedom of speech. London also makes it very clear that the other four members of the BOS agree that Hughes' speech should be restricted. I wanted to not think that about Jack Pio, but evidence makes it clear that he is a hater of the First Amendment with the rest of them. This lawsuit is the worst kind of pablum and doublespeak, the exact tricks used by totalitarian maniacs the world over. It is a complete waste of our money, and it is my hope that the people of this township will hold these authoritarians to account for this cowardly, rights-depriving action.